There were meetings that were going on until the wee hours of the morning. There's not an agreement on this bill, and I think it's fair to say what the issue is right now is that there are other pieces that have to come together in the tax arena and the health care arena. And once those pieces are put together, then Senator Cohen and I will be back more actively involved in the negotiations to finalize this bill. Would that be a fair way to frame it? And so we should just simply recess to a call of the chair. But if you have some comments, you were actually here a little later than I was last night, so maybe you want to add a few things.
Well, Mr. Chairman and members, the way this has started to work is there's kind of a domino effect, and as everybody knows, to close the gap here, you need some major pieces, and obviously, I think from the perspective of you know, the legislature and the governor, you know, there aren't a lot of major pieces to find. So this bill becomes contingent upon the health care reform bill, not so much by what's in that bill as whether or not, as part of working on that bill, there's an ability to look at further cuts in 09 and particularly where tails might be for 10-11. And so Representative Carlson is correct. We were working, throughout the day into the late evening on pieces of this bill. We had a lengthy, about a couple of hours or so, with Commissioner Hansen and others relative to some of the language pieces in this bill. But the dollars, which Representative Carlson and I have worked back and forth time and time again, I pretty well have them memorized, I think, in terms of almost every line item. We need, obviously, some major help in terms of what the healthcare folks are doing. So there was an offer made at about, I think, 3:30 or so, 3 o'clock, and that kind of then broke up the evening. I don't know what the response might be from the administration, and so what we do depends on what happens with that bill. Other bills are maybe more independent in terms of what may or may not happen with K-12 bonding and so on. So a little bit of progress during the night, but not enough. So we thought we'd have some work to do this morning when Representative Carlson and I broke up at about, 1:30 or something, and a couple hours later it was clear we probably didn't have a whole lot to do, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was about it. I got home about 2, I think, and you live in St. Paul, so you stayed a little longer than I did.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, that's the status, and so what we'll do then is we will reconvene at the call of the chairs, and what we'll probably do, the procedure that we decided on last night when Senator Cohen and I met, of course, then we have to reopen the bill, and we will probably have a single amendment that reflects the negotiated agreement between the legislature and the governor, and then that will become the new conference committee report. So we'll try to keep you informed through the day, and there will probably be quite a bit of back and forth between the governor's office and the legislators involved with the budget issues. So,
yeah, and Mr. Chairman, members, so we're going to have to ask, and to all the people here, apologize, we're going to have to ask you to kind of keep in touch. We're a little, and Representative Carlson and I are on a little bit of standby as well, but it's a difficult budget. To make pieces work and try to keep what we'd like to do, obviously, as an example, we have something important to many people, the nursing home COLA in the bill as an example, it becomes difficult to do. In fact, looking at Representative Rukavina, one of the things that was kicked around, this is very late, but Wisconsin's in slightly better shape than we are, and not dissimilar from some of the land swaps of the early part of the 19th century. There was some discussion of Wisconsin being able to put up the money to take northeastern Minnesota. And then Representative Riccovino would
Chair, we already have I already had that bill in, and it's called the State of Superior. So, you know.
And
we'd love to leave.
That involves
please. Let us let my people go. I'll challenge you. You carry the bill in the Senate, and we'll get it passed. We just get to keep all the land. That's all. The Boundary Waters Canoe Carnival area.
That involves the Michigan Peninsula as well.
So, yeah, right. Yeah. That involved Upper Michigan, too.
And then we'd also, in addition to realizing some, it would only be, to be fair, one-time money, which would get us through maybe next year, we'd get rid of all the ongoing money we send to northeastern Minnesota. So
Mr. Chair, I'm more than happy to entertain that amendment in the bill to let it go. So
that's the kind of that's kind of big money we're looking for.
All you folks with cabins in the audience, be prepared.